Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, you're going to get Memphis. One out of two at the free throw line. Ant keeps the rebound alive. Beverly's got it. He'll dribble it out in the corner. The horn will sound. And for just the second time in the last 18 years, the Timberwolves are headed to the postseason. They clinch the seventh seed, and they're headed to Memphis.
I got a friend in Memphis. Welcome back. I chuckled just a little there because the second time in 18 years is not overwhelming. It's an overwhelming statistic from the wrong angle. Joining us now, the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He's played in the NBA playoffs. He's played in the Final Four. He's been a first-round draft pick. He works for the Timberwolves now. Former Gopher, former Timberwolf, former Boston Celtic, former Toronto Raptor, former New Jersey Nets. Who else do I got out there, John Thomas?
There's a lot of formers.
That's okay. That means you played for a while.
Indeed. No, pleasure to be on as always, Mike.
I remember one year, though, I turned on the TV, and I think it was you were either playing for Toronto or New Jersey, and they picked you up late in the year in the playoffs, and they had inserted you in. You were part of the rotation. It's like, I didn't even realize John was playing for them. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Indeed, I do. That was when New Jersey Nets picked me up the last few regular season games, and then I had the unseasoned task of being able to guard Shaq through the playoffs.
Is that what, that's all they wanted you to do, huh?
Well, we ended up having to play the Indiana Pacers in the first round.
Okay.
So it was Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah.
Which obviously was no small task either.
Yeah.
But it, with the potential hopes of getting past the first round, which we thought we were a better team, we indeed did face that eventual Miami Heat championship team with Shaq and Alonzo Mourning. That was it was a tall task.
John, I got some good news for you, and I got some bad news for you. you're going to get to play tonight, and your job is to stop Shaq.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a heavy task to start with, for sure.
What does it do for an organization like the Timberwolves, where you now work on the corporate side, to have a win like last night? Because when you walked into the office today, you felt what?
I think collectively just a sense of pride, because I think that what a lot of people don't understand is how much actually goes into it. And you never, as a former player, you never understand what actually has to go into making that all come to fruition. Obviously, a kind of a perfect combination of having the right mix of players, a coaching staff that ultimately prepares them, the front office that puts the right pieces in place, everything from the business side in terms of leadership and how they're positioning the right type of messaging into the market, and then ultimately a fan base that doesn't give up. And so I think it's been fun to watch the turnaround of the team and the maturation of guys like Cad and the resurgence of, you look at Anthony Edwards and what's happening with Patrick Beverley and the energy that he's injected. And you can call out individuals, man, but at the end of the day, the same individuals you can call out are the people that are cooking the meals and stretching the guys and and making sure the right marketing materials are in place, or capturing the data and making sure that we're all aligned collectively. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this entire business. So I think just a sense of collective pride.
Patrick Beverley was emotional last night. I mentioned it in the first segment that I love to see him get his revenge on the Clippers. And I know some of that is calculated and cerebral on his part. But when you see him, you see what? What does he mean to this team?
I absolutely love what he brings to the team. You know, I think there's not enough emotion that is displayed. And again, I mean, I think sometimes there's the hero, there's the villain, there's a storyline. And the thing which you receive with Pat is just authentic Pat Beverley. You love him, you hate him, whatever your feelings on it, you have strong feelings. And I just love to see that when guys pour out themselves into a team, into the city, and, you know, the result of trying to prove people wrong, trying to prove yourself right. You know, again, you hear him say they thought he was old, they passed up on him. And so there's this real chip, and I just appreciate what he brings to the game. And so to see that come out in emotion, I was also an emotional player. So from my perspective, you lay it on the line, you go out there, you fight for your team, and you want to embrace your community. And for that, it was great to see.
And is that the kind of guy that you love as a teammate, because you know he's always on your side, or do you worry about him ever turning on you?
You know, I never worry about guys that turn on, because there's nobody that knows Pat better than those guys that are in the locker room. And he's been able to develop a rapport. It's visibly seen with the guys and how he leads them. I also think that, and obviously I'm biased to being a big man, but I can honestly say that the point guard position is the most important position on the floor, because they are the head chef. And if the head chef doesn't set the table, nobody eats. And so he's done a really good job, I think, of that. But as a, you know, when you think about what he brings to the table, he's constantly that defensive presence. He's a nagging, I guess, thorn in people's side all the time. And, you know, pumping up the crowd and getting them involved, I think we all like to see what he brings to the table. I certainly wouldn't like to play against him.
Hang on one second. If the head chef doesn't set the table, nobody eats. I just want to make sure I got this down right, because I could use that in a speech somewhere. You know what I'm saying? When I'm out there on the circuit, you know what I'm saying, John?
That's for sure.
Now, a guy like Karl Anthony Towns, he goes into a game last night, probably learned more in that one game than he has in, you know, a lot of playoff experience. He hasn't had a lot of playoff experience, but, I mean, he probably learned as much in that game as any game in his career, because he, you know, he probably was a little bit overzealous, et cetera, and he's so talented. You've seen guys like that where they just have an off night, et cetera, et cetera. How do you grade a guy? Is it how he responds to that? Is it what, when you know that he's disappointed in himself?
You know, it's easy to do that when the microscope is magnified the most, where the spotlight is the brightest. But at the end of the day, I mean, Cat's work has consistently proven, you know, to be something that's gotten us to this point. Now, if I'm him, I guess the lens that I look through is that, first of all, you've earned the respect to be double teamed. So how do you now adjust and welcome the double team? Because if you don't think that Memphis is paying attention to that, they will also likely double team and be aggressive with him. So welcome it. Now you then become almost the distributor. You become the sort of the second chef, if you will, or the sous chef. To stick to that with our theme of eating.
it's dinner hour, so we can do this, yes.
Indeed. But no, you kind of have to think about it and take the emotion away from it. And I know that he probably wanted it probably more badly than anyone else, and fouling, getting into foul trouble, and then ultimately fouling out. If you've got to turn off the emotional and turn on the cerebral and ask yourself, what do I need to do to improve and just to get better? So, and again, like, let's be realistic. You know, all the things that are happening in the world, this is sports, and we're talking on a sports show, and we have the ability to do so, and it's a fun thing to do, man. But he's a human being. I certainly think that he didn't lace him up and say, I can't wait to mess up and file out tonight.
That's right.
So, hey, man, put it behind you. The city is embracing you. You know, you're fortunate. That's the thing about sports, is you got another crack at it, and so you can't. So let's see what happens in Memphis.
I always think with great players, too, that it's really advantageous to have a game like last night where you don't play well and your team wins, because you're now you still accomplish the goal, but great players often go, okay, that will never, ever, ever happen again on my watch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's a lot to be learned from it, and that's the part that I think, again, that with him, it's you've done what you needed to do throughout the course of the entire regular season, where people are taking notice, and you hit the national stage, and in a lot of ways, you probably, you know, and again, I'm speaking for him, so I certainly don't understand where his head is at, but you know, there's a national stage, there's pressures probably that you don't understand exist, and then the crowd comes out the way they did, which was a complete home court advantage with nonstop energy all the way through. You know, you never know when those kinds of things happen. So, no, hopefully, you know, we need the big fella to show up and do what he does best. You know, now that they're in the mix and actually in the real playoff series, this whole thing is about adjustments now, and whoever the best team is can stay healthy and comes up with the best schemes and just has that full out dogged effort, usually is the victor.
John Thomas, our guest, former first-round pick, played the NBA for years and abroad as well. Anthony Edwards, we use the term fearless when we watch him, not afraid of the moment. Those are the kind of phrases that we use. I don't know that anybody's fearless, because nobody wants to be humiliated, and we all get anxiety, you know, the thought of embarrassing ourselves or not playing well. But how would you describe him, and is there anybody that you played with that reminds you of him?
Nobody that I played with, because he's got this, you know, to your point, this almost like, hey, man, nobody told you that you're 20.
Yeah.
You know, and to be able to take the.
Yeah. And don't tell him, by the way, right?
right. I mean, and it's something that's been fun to watch just because of, you know, certainly the way in which he attacks the basket with reckless abandon. You know, his step back three is obviously continuing to improve. You know, watching the nuances around what he did prior to the game, you see how focused he was. He's a jovial person, man, that really, I think, enjoys life and then will let you know about it. So I haven't really played with anybody, certainly with, in terms of, I mean, the closest personality I think I would be to KG, but KG had a different style.
Mm-hmm.
But in similar ways, I think just had this confidence about him. And part of it is just willing yourself to be the best that you can. So he's, you know, he's told you about it. You know, he's told us all about it.
Yep.
And it's fun to see it show up in the way in which it did last night.
They said something, I don't know if it was on broadcast last night, that he was the number four player ranked coming out of high school in the country. And I thought, who in the hell was number one, two, and three? you've been to a lot of these AAU games, John, that you watch in the summertime, where athleticism really shows through and great players that have freedom really show through. And every time I watch Edwards, I thought, I would have loved to have seen him play when he was 16 or 17, when they get up and down at that, you know, tournament in Ames, Iowa, and all that stuff, because he must have just been unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, the athleticism that he has certainly speaks for itself. And when you're younger, a lot of that can carry you. And as far as like the rankings, I mean, we know how many players were quote unquote ranked.
Yeah, it means nothing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It means absolutely nothing. So, but no, he's obviously a tremendous athlete. You know, all you can do is, you know, continue to hope that he takes care of his body and Father Time continues to be good for him. But then you start to see the way in which Michael Jordan transformed his game, you know, from being a very athletic player to someone who became more cerebral and used his body and was less of the Air Jordan, if you will. So, you know, watching that and seeing how he came in his first year and then, you know, into his second year and sort of the ups and downs that have come along with it. It's been a fun story to watch, from my perspective, not only for him, but for the rest of the team, the way they've gelled and created continuity. And that's what makes good teams click. Right. I mean, that's what's been fun, I think, about this team, is they've had some stability and the certain players are getting used to each other. And not only that, but they're getting used to the city, the fan base. The fan base is getting used to them and identifying with them. And all of that, you know, breeds, I think, a really good story for what we're seeing unfolding in front of us.
John Thomas, always appreciate it. Good to see you last night. Look forward to seeing you at the arena next week. And it's nice to say that.
Absolutely, Mike. Looking forward to it. Go Wolves.
Go Wolves. Ho, ho.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.